Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of Family Trivia with Dad and Lad. My name is Evan, and I'm the dad, and I'm joined, as always, by...
me, Emmett, the lad.
This week, we are celebrating episode 91.
9 episodes until 100.
9 episodes left until episode 100, so we're super excited. Also, Happy New Year! It's 2026.
Happy New Year!
That's super exciting. We hope you have a wonderful year ahead of you. We've had such a fun year with you following along with us. And yeah, we're looking forward to another fantastic year of trivia. Speaking of that, this week we're going to do something that I don't think we've really done before. Sometimes we kind of do riff versions of kind of something we've already done, but we've not done anything like this before. This week, we're going to be doing all trivia around mascots. So brand mascots,
sports
mascots.
I know all the sports mascots.
Yep, you name it. If there's a mascot, we're going to talk about it. So for those of you that are just joining us for the first time, or if you're coming back for yet another episode, we just want to give you a quick reminder of how the show works. We've got 3 rounds of 5 questions each, and each round that goes by, those questions are going to get tougher. This first round, the questions are pretty simple. Most people in the car at home could be able to answer these. We call this round
the Trivia Tots.
The Trivia Tots. So here we go. Question 1 in brand mascot trivia. What cereal mascot is a cheerful tiger who says, "They're great"?
Tony the Tiger.
Tony the Tiger is correct. He has been the Frosted Flakes mascot since 1952.
Wow.
He's been there. He's been the mascot for over 70 years. That's crazy. Do you like Frosted Flakes?
I love them.
I do too. They're really good.
Not as good as Captain Crunch, but they're somewhat as good as
I would say Captain Crunch. They're definitely not healthy, but compared to Captain Crunch, I think Frosted Flakes are much healthier.
Yeah.
Question 2. Which candy brand features a group of colorful candy-coated chocolate characters with arms and legs? I'll give you a hint. They melt in your mouth, not in your hand.
M&M's.
M&M's is correct.
I was thinking about the candy itself.
Yeah. Yeah.
Not the mascot. I totally forgot the theme of the episode.
So there was a time where like the M&Ms were super, super popular, like the talking M&M characters, and then they introduced the green M&M character, and like...
Well, it was only the yellow and red first, right?
Yep. And they were in Super Bowl commercials and all kinds of crazy stuff. But there was a time where the M&Ms were really popular. Question 3. What insurance company uses a green gecko as its mascot?
Geico.
Geico. It's the Geico gecko.
Oh, you're the Geico gecko.
It's true. Geico is correct. Do you know what the Geico gecko's name is? This is like bonus trivia.
I don't know.
His name is Martin.
What?
That's kind of weird. Who would have thought? But I guess it kind of makes sense. He looks like a Martin.
Sure. He's one of my favorite mascots of all time.
Yeah, he's good. Question 4. Which company's Doughboy mascot giggles when you poke him?
Kind of a weird question, but Pillsbury.
Pillsbury is correct. Can you give me your best Pillsbury Doughboy? If the Pillsbury Doughboy were like a horse,
I don't know what he sounds like.
He goes, hoo-hoo, or something like that. That was good. Question five. What company's mascot is a walking, talking pitcher that loves breaking through walls?
The Kool-Aid Man. Well, Kool-Aid?
Kool-Aid? Oh, yeah, is correct.
You stole my thunder. I was going to say it when you said is correct. I was going to go, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Yeah, that's correct.
Breaks through a wall. Oh, yeah. Police comes up to him. Sir, you're going to have to get, I'm going to have to give you a ticket for vandalism. Oh, no.
Oh, no. And that's five questions. That's going to do it for our trivia tot round. Emmett is doing fantastic. He's 5 for 5. Now the questions are about to get harder for the next five. We call this round
the Mind Movers.
The Mind Movers. So here we go. Question number 6. What nut mascot famously wears a monocle and a top hat and once, quote unquote, died in a Super Bowl ad?
Mr. Peanut?
Mr. Peanut is correct. Yeah, and they brought him back as like a baby peanut, and then eventually returned back to his adult form.
Okay.
kind of weird. But yeah, he's been around for a while.
What brand is that? Hardman's?
That is Planters.
Planters.
Question 7. The Fanatic is the mascot for which professional sports team?
The Philadelphia Phillies.
The Philadelphia Phillies is correct. Yes, the Philly Fanatic.
When you think of sports mascots, you think of the Philly Fanatic.
Yep. So what kind of, like, why is he so famous, do you think?
I don't know.
Like, what does he look like? Can you describe him?
He kind of looks like a Sesame Street character.
He really does. And he's got like a big round belly.
Yeah.
Yep. I would say my other favorite sports mascot, he's not in this quiz, but would be the Indianapolis Colts mascot.
Blue.
He's pretty fantastic. He has like little like streamers that come out of his nose.
Yeah.
I think he's very similar to the Philly Fanatic, like in the way they act and operate. Do you have a favorite sports mascot?
I really like the octopus from the Red Wings.
Oh, yeah.
I don't remember his name. Ollie?
That sounds good.
That's probably it. Ollie. If anyone knows the real name, please correct us.
Yeah, send us a message. Question 8. What insurance mascot is an emu?
Emu, and Doug. That is Liberty Mutual.
Liberty Mutual Insurance is correct. Their emu's name is Limu, which is Liberty Mutual.
I say short. Emu.
Emu, yes. They say emu too. I don't know why.
Emu, and Doug.
And Doug. That's really sad that we know that so well. It's been just beaten into our heads for the past like decade. Question 9. What tire company mascot is made up entirely of tires?
Michelin.
Michelin is correct.
Fine, baby.
Yes, the Michelin man. Everyone, he's like made up of tires. He's a dude made of tires.
He also looks like a marshmallow
man. He does. Do you know what his name is?
No.
He has a name.
Martin?
Nope, not Martin. His name is Bibendum.
What?
Bibendum? B-I-B-E-N-D-U-M. Bibendum.
Whoever made that is a weirdo.
I don't know what that means. I'm sure it has some kind of meaning. Should I look?
Sure.
Bibendum. Let me see what I can find. His name comes from the Latin phrase "nunc est bibendum," which means "now is the time to drink." And his original slogan was about swallowing obstacles like nails and glass, symbolizing the durability of tires.
What?
That's pretty weird, man.
Like, bibendum alone, that sounds like a kind of like a cyst you'd get in your hand.
Yeah, kind of.
Like, bibendum. You got a bibendum in your wrist.
A bibendum? Gotta get that taken care of. Yeah. Question 10. The cartoon Steamboat Willie was the introduction of this legendary mascot.
Hi, pals. Mickey Mouse here.
Mickey Mouse is correct. Yes, he was introduced in Steamboat Willie. You've seen Steamboat Willie, right?
Yeah, it's pretty boring, though.
Yeah, I mean, animation's come a long way since then.
I mean, the animation's okay, but there is no talking. So like.
Yeah, yep, old school stuff. And that is 10 questions. Emmett is 10 for 10. He's doing fantastic. Hopefully you at home or in the car are doing just as well. But folks, I got to warn you, this third round, the questions are going to get more and more difficult. I don't know. I was thinking maybe as like a New Year's resolution, do I shorten these up?
Yes, please do.
How about just one safety measure?
Four.
Okay, I can have four. Okay. I want you to pull up your hip waders, pull up your socks. Double knot your shoes and
put on your mascot
head. And put on a mascot head, yes, for shock absorption.
Thank you. That was much better.
Like the Michelin Man, yeah. Because this round we call
the Brain Busters.
The Brain Busters. Here we go. Question 11. Smokey the Bear is the animal mascot for the U.S. Forest Service. What is his catchphrase?
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Only you can prevent forest fires.
What?
I'll take it. You were close enough.
Wildfires. Yeah. Yeah. Forest fires.
It's kind of
literally the same
thing. It's kind of the same thing. Yeah, you're right. Yep. Smokey the Bear actually makes fire prevention pretty cool. He's a cool looking dude.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now that you speak of Smokey Bear, I think he's my favorite out of all the mascots.
Yeah.
On Earth.
Yeah, I like him.
We always go up to the cottage and see if it's good enough weather to have a bonfire. Like,
yeah. I wonder if they do that other places. So like when we drive around in Wisconsin and you go through different towns, they'll have Smokey the Bear signs and it has the wildfire risk level for having like bonfires and stuff. And it'll be like high or
medium or low.
Medium or low. And do other states have that?
I don't know.
I guess I've never paid attention. So send us a message. If your state is not Wisconsin and you have the Smokey the Bear signs for risk level, send us a message. Even better, send us a picture if you could. That'd be even better. But yes, Dad Lad Trivia on Facebook and Instagram. Send us a message. Question 12. What kind of footwear does the Energizer Bunny wear on his feet?
Bunny slippers?
Bunny slippers is a fantastic answer, but incorrect. Incorrect. The answer is flip-flops.
Who cares about his shoes?
No one looks like that. He just keeps going and going in his flip-flops, in his flippy floppies.
And his big bass drum.
Yep, and his big bass drum. I never, until I wrote this question, I never paid attention to what kind of footwear he wore.
Yeah.
But when you go back and look at pictures, because I have, he's wearing flip-flops. Question number 13. What was the Monopoly Man's original name?
Uncle Pennybags.
I'm going to give it to you. You got two-thirds of it correct. Is actually Rich Uncle Pennybags.
Whatever.
But you got the important part. So that's good. Yes, Rich Uncle Pennybags is the original name of the Monopoly Man that we just call the Monopoly Man now.
Yeah. But or yeah. Mr. Moneybags.
Yep. So do you know the game Monopoly? Do you know it's modeled after streets in a city? Do you know what city? Another bonus trivia question for you.
No.
Yeah, Atlantic City. So all of the streets in Monopoly are based off of like Atlantic City. That's like the model.
Where is that?
In New Jersey.
Oh.
Yeah. I know, exciting, right? New Jersey. Oh. Question 14. Who was the red-headed Wendy's mascot modeled after?
Shirley Temple?
Ooh, Shirley Temple is a great answer. Incorrect. The answer we're looking for is the owner's daughter. The owner of the owner of Wendy's made the mascot for Wendy after his daughter.
And what was this daughter's name?
Was her name Wendy?
Probably.
Yeah, so the girl in the Wendy's logo, her name is Wendy, and her name is specifically Melinda Lou Wendy Thomas. So Dave Thomas is the guy that made Wendy's.
Oh.
And his daughter, Melinda Lou Wendy, they called her Wendy, is who that was modeled after.
There should be Melinda's, though.
It should be Melinda's. I don't, that doesn't have as...
Melinda Lou's.
That doesn't have as good a ring to it.
Melinda Lou's.
And finally, the last question, question 15. Everyone knows that Mario is the famous Nintendo mascot. But where does Mario live?
New York, Brooklyn.
Well, you went to the movie, and we're purists in this house. We are Mario purists in this house. He is not from Brooklyn. Mario is from the Mushroom Kingdom, the actual Mario.
That is the actual Mario, though.
But he's from the Mushroom Kingdom. Before there was a movie, Mario did not exist in New York.
Then you should have specified on that.
We live in the pre-Mario movie world. That's where we live. Would you have gotten it?
Yes.
No, you wouldn't have.
I know.
Oh, it's easy to say now. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
All right, folks. Well, that is 15 questions of brand mascot trivia. Hopefully you enjoyed them. I know this was one of our fun ones, kicking off the new year and with a bang here.
Yeah.
If you enjoyed this episode, please make sure you leave us a 5-star review on whatever app you're listening on. Maybe even a written review. Those written reviews and 5-star reviews help us to find other trivia-loving families just like you. Also, you can send us a message. Let us know about that Smokey the Bear thing. I really am curious about that, if that's in other states or if that's just a Wisconsin thing. But send us a message over on Instagram or on Facebook at Dad Lad Trivia. We'd love to hear from wherever you listen from. And also, if you have any recommendations for episode ideas, we would love to hear. Well, we kind of talked about it already, but famous mascot all over. Is it still Smokey the Bear, or do you have another one that you would like to bring up?
I do like Victor the Viking.
Why?
It's just because, like, he does the... Every halftime show, they do a mascot. In okay, if you don't know what I'm talking about, Victor the Viking is the mascot for the Minnesota Vikings. Mm-hmm. I know that my dad is a diehard Packers fan and will not...
Tread lightly here, son.
Yes. will not ever... like the Vikings, and But Victor the Viking, I like him too, just because he does a mascot football game at every halftime show.
I don't know if it's every halftime show, but they do them for quite a few.
Yes.
And it's pretty awesome. I will agree with
and
you.
And he's captain of every.
Yeah, they are pretty fun. They bring out all of the cool mascots from like college and pros and.
Like even baseball too.
Yep. Yeah, they're pretty cool.
Like they get like the Seattle Kraken mascot to do it.
Yep.
And then like Goldie the Gopher, that's Minnesota University.
Yep.
The mom went there.
Yes, she did. I guess if I have a request is I would love my Green Bay Packers, my beloved Green Bay Packers, they used to have a mascot, which was like a big bearded dude in a football outfit.
Yeah.
I wish they could bring a mascot back. I would love to see the Packers have a mascot to trot around in games and stuff, but
yeah, I wanted to be a cow.
A cow in a
with a cheese head on.
In a football uniform or just a cow with a cheese head.
Like in a jersey.
In a jersey.
Jersey, cow, cheese head, and then does something special before every game.
I like that. I like that idea. Like he hits a drum and we all clap it together.
Yeah.
No.
No, yeah.
that's what Minnesota does.
Oh, wait, no.
All right, we got to wrap this up. Thank you, everybody, for listening each and every week. We really look forward to a whole new year of trivia episodes with you guys listening. So thank you so much. We hope you have a great rest of your week. We'll see you later.
Alligators. And what the actual heck is, like, been to something? Been.
Bendenum,
right? Bendenum.
Bibendum.
Bibendum. When God's green earth is Bibendum.
Good question.
Yep.
Later.